Hello.
Mr. Bundy on 9-0 for the president. One moment, please.
Yeah, they still do so. DOD expert, the man who really knows what we learned in London and what we learned in Bonn, Mike is willing to go, if you approve, and take our talking paper. At the same time, I'm just talking right now with Abe Ribicoff. We would like your authority to say to Abe, I've given him a pretty clear picture of the story, and to Abe Feinberg exactly where we are, and have them tell the Jewish, the Israeli ambassador, and any Jewish leader they think necessary, that this is no time to rock the boat, because Gruning is out in the Times this morning, and Javits has letters making trouble that are circulating on the Hill. And as you know, the one thing that's going to make life tough for our British friends is to have it look as if we were passing the buck to them. Abe says he understands this proposition. It makes damn good sense to him, and he will try and keep things buttoned up if that's what you want.
Yeah, but I'm afraid if you tell one of them, it'll be in the paper.
Well, he says if you tell anybody, it'll get in the papers. Well, the whole object is to keep it out of the papers, and
that's
we won't give the detail of the deal.
I wouldn't, all right, that's what I'd do then, just sign him to tell them all then.
He's going to make two phone calls, one to Harmon and to Feinberg, saying, telling everybody to keep quiet for a week.
That's right, and please tell Javits, tell him to tell
can
Javits.
Can you do anything with Jack Javits? Maybe Harmon can. Yeah. Do you want him to do that?
Yeah, I want him to stop everybody that's talking about it.
Yeah, he will do everything he can.
All right.
That's ideal. Thank you, Mr. President.